Welcome to Unlock Meaning, the podcast that empowers you to live a purposeful life. I'm your host, David Brulman, and I'm thrilled to have you here, ready to embark on this incredible journey. Each week, I'll share tips and lessons learned from my experiences as a believer, scientist, and humanitarian. We'll explore how to live with passion and make an impact, and more. Join me in conversations with inspiring people who have transformed the world by daring to chase big dreams. Thank you for tuning in. Let's unlock meaning in our lives and make every moment count. Do you feel like you're pushing yourself too hard and missing out on true happiness? Learn how to find happiness in this episode. Are you always chasing after the next big thing and feeling like you can't appreciate the small victories in life? Today, I'm going to show you how to get your brain to recognize your successes and how to appreciate the beauty of the present moment. Stick until the end to discover how to live a happy and fulfilled life. And to set you up on this journey of success, download the free checklist right below using this link below. On July the 4th, 1776, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, and Americans have been striving for happiness ever since. The phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has become a cornerstone of American culture and psychology. As a young man, Jefferson grappled with the concept of happiness, believing that while it should be pursued, it was likely unattainable. In 1763, Jefferson, then 20 years old, wrote a letter to John Page, a college classmate. In it, he recounted a recent experience of being rejected by a woman. "Perfect happiness, I believe, was never intended by the deity to be the lot of one of his creatures in this world, but that he has very much put in our power, the nearness of our approaches to it, is what I have steadfastly believed." Jefferson's credo was rooted in the pursuit of an unattainable happiness. This was his guiding principle, not only in his youth, when he was romantically inclined, but also as he developed the foundations of a new nation in his middle age. What Jefferson failed to appreciate was that with his single statement in the Declaration of Independence, he set the concept of happiness as unattainable. This idea would go on to influence American culture. By saying happiness is something we are pursuing, the direct implication is that we don't have it now. You don't pursue something you already have, don't you? Even though we may have already accomplished something remarkable, the pursuit of happiness keeps it just beyond reach. You'll be happy after the next achievement. Happiness is somewhere in the distant future. Happiness is somewhere out there, but it's never here. Does this sound familiar? Do you feel like this? Do you feel that you're not totally happy? If you think this is a stretch, a recent poll found that only 14% of American adults say they're very happy. The consequences of this framing are significant. By focusing on the pursuit of happiness, we neglect to appreciate our current state of being. Our happiness is no longer rooted in the present, but rather in an uncertain future. We don't feel happy, confident, or successful in the here and now, and that's a big problem. We can only hope that these feelings will come in the future. That's what we believe. Does this sound familiar? One day, my brother, dad, and I, we ascended a 4,000-meter summit in Switzerland, and it was quite a trip. And the night before we started, we were staying at our base cabin, and we looked at the peak again, and it seemed far away. And at 5 a.m. the next morning, we began our ascent, walking slowly to allow our body time to get accustomed to our body through the thin air. At first, we didn't seem to make much progress. But by setting one foot in front of the other, we reached the peak in a few hours and later enjoyed the breathtaking views. This ascent taught me an important lesson. I used to celebrate once I reached the top, the summit, my goal, right? But every single step I had a choice to make. Because I could either look up and see, oh, it's still very far away, oh, it's so tough. Or I could turn around and look down and say, wow, we have come already that far. Isn't that great? And that's exactly the principle I want to teach you today. We need to train our brain to see our wins. And this is not natural. As a high achiever, you may often rob yourself of happiness by focusing on the world's problems or on what you have not achieved yet, realizing you can't fix them all and allowing your frustrations to grow. And I love what Dan Sullivan, Canadian founder of Strategic Coach Programs, noticed. He noticed this toxic mindset in his successful coaching clients. He told them, your future growth and progress are based on your understanding of the two ways in which you can measure yourself. Against an ideal, which puts you, what he calls, in the gap, focusing on all the things you haven't done, and against your starting point, which puts you in the gain, appreciating all that you have accomplished. The gap mindset will keep you from living a happy, fulfilled life, while the gain mindset will allow you to appreciate your life and all that you have achieved. And by looking down as I was walking up towards the summit, I put myself into the gain, looking at what we have already achieved. But putting yourself in the gain frame of mind is easier said than done, because you need to train your brain to recognize your wins. And Sullivan said, our eyes only see and our ears only hear what our brain is looking for. I highly recommend Dan Sullivan's and Benjamin Hardy's book, The Gap and the Gain. It goes into much more depth than we can cover today. It's a great book. Read it and apply it in your life. It's called The Gap and the Gain. If you want to feel good about your successes, you must actively look for them and then celebrate them once you find them. And living in the gain sets you up for enjoyment, satisfaction, and happiness. And that's how you can enjoy happiness right now. Boston University science showed that optimists lived 11 to 15% longer than pessimists. So there's a huge benefit by if you put yourself in the gain, become an optimist. Do you want to live longer? Well, become an optimist, yes. And what I love is that we find the gap and the gain principle also in the Bible. King David was a big proponent of living with a gain state of mind. He said, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High. David wired this game-changing habit into his daily routine by writing numerous psalms that he regularly sang to give thanks to God. He put himself into the gain. He looked at what was working in his life. The Bible calls the gap and the gain concept praise. God wanted the Israelites to praise him. Why should we give him glory? Because we will see what is working. And this practice forced them to see their wins, to focus on the good instead of the bad. And my problem is that as an engineer, I was trained to see what's not working or the gap, which is a good thing for my work because engineers need to solve problems, but it's not such a good thing for my personal life because I tend to see the negative, the lack, what is not working, what is difficult. And I had to learn to see the wins, my gains. I had to train my brain to be able to see that. And that's the reason I built a powerful habit. And this little, small, easy to implement habit will also have the power to transform your life. Here it is. Before going to bed, I think of three things, only three things I'm grateful for. It can be as simple as the delicious lunch I had with a friend. It could be the beautiful sunset, or the word of encouragement a friend gave me. So very little things. Could be also the smile of your daughter or of your nephew. It could be anything. A good moment and say thank you. It can be the great time with your family or that you enjoy an excellent level of fitness and health. This habit will supercharge your level of happiness. And you can do this also by habit stacking. So you can include a gain mindset into your daily routine by using habit stacking. So for instance, after I feel worried, this is my anchor habit, I will thank God for holding my life in His hands, which is the new habit. Or after I start my team meeting, I will ask my team members, what's your biggest win this week? You see, very simple way to wire in this habit in your daily routine. Or after I'm frustrated about my slow progress, which is the anchor habit, I will list 3 accomplishments from the last 30 days, which is the new habit. Or as I began to do after I put on my pajama, which is my anchor habit, I will think of 3 things I'm grateful for, and then I pray to God and give Him thanks. Dr. Benjamin Hardy, the author also of Be Your Future Self, now says, being in the gain mindset is restorative, healing, and empowering. In addition, when you recognize your wins, you build up momentum toward achieving your moonshot because you feel good about yourself, which motivates you to keep on going. So give thanks. Give God thanks all the time. This simple habit will put you in the game and will train your brain to recognize your wins. So every day, think of 3 things you are grateful for and give God thanks. Because when you train your brain to recognize your wins, you'll build up momentum toward achieving your moonshot, achieving big things. You feel good about yourself, which motivates you to keep on going. You will enjoy true happiness right now. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with your friends on social media and leave a review. By doing so, you're helping us reach more people and inspire them to find purpose and meaning in their lives too. We have excellent resources waiting for you on our website, unlockmeaning.com. I look forward to your thoughts, questions, and topic suggestions. Take care and keep unlocking the meaning in your life. See you next time.